I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. I welcome my longtime colleague on space engineering, space exploration, Bob Zimmerman, keeps the website Behind the Black. And we begin with commercial space. Bob, these many years, has identified commercial space as the bright hope for space exploration and also colonization. But right now, this is a SpaceX story about planet Earth. SpaceX, Bob, continues to succeed with its Starlink system and with its launches of reusable rockets. So, first of all, remind everybody, what is Starlink? What is its mission?
Starlink is a constellation of, it could be 4,000 satellites in orbit eventually, maybe more, to provide internet capability globally to anyone who wants it. And right now it's mostly advantageous to rural areas or areas where you don't have fast service. And it's already in operation. They've already gotten about 1,200 satellites in orbit. This past week they launched another 60 satellites using their Falcon 9 rocket. And, you know, once again, this is SpaceX sees an opportunity where they can, you know, cut in under the umbrella of what others are charging or providing service and provide better service cheaper. And they looked at internet service and realized no one was providing this service fast and cheap. And they have a rocket that can put the satellites up cheaply for them. And so that's what they've been doing. And so they're going gung-ho, 1,200 satellites in launch. But what's more interesting even about this last launch is that the first stage booster of the Falcon 9 rocket that put those satellites into orbit was flying on its ninth flight, and it successfully landed, which means it can be reused for a tenth time. And it did those nine flights in a period of just over 2 years, just over 2 years. Its first flight was on the first manned demo flight of Dragon with humans on board 2 years ago in March. And in those 2 years, it did nine flights, and it put into space probably almost 200 tons of payload. And one of my readers on Behind the Black, my website, pointed out that, in truth, the Falcon 9 rocket in those 2 years launched more than double the payload that a SLS rocket could put up in a single launch. And based on the cadence of how rarely SLS can launch, the Falcon 9 can actually put more payload up more reliably with a single rocket first booster. So that, I thought, was quite interesting. It's telling us a great deal of how SpaceX has reduced the cost of getting into orbit and is doing and increased the reliability of getting into orbit, because when you make it reusable, you have to make it a better rocket that you know is going to work reliably. And they've demonstrated this now with unequivocally.
Bob, I want to wonder a little bit about reusability. I remember the Russians are experimenting or looking into reusability. I believe the Europeans are as well. Is that accurate to your memory? And are others now adopting it? Is NASA ready to adopt reusability?
Well, NASA doesn't launch anything anymore except SLS, and it's not going to be reusable at all.
All right. So other space agencies.
Everybody else. The Chinese private companies in Europe, European Space Agency, Ariane Space, its department, everyone else is scrambling to try to figure out if they can do reusability. Everybody else is really far behind on this. Of everybody else, the ones who's, I think, have embraced it the most quickly, though still slowly, have been the Chinese. And partly because they're stealing technology and they can quickly grab it for that reason. But they are about the only ones that are trying to bring this in fast. Everybody else is scrambling, but they're slow and they're way behind.
All right, let's turn now to the big booster. Within these next hours, we are expecting a static test for the SLS. What is the SLS mission, Bob? Presuming things go forward, where does it go next with its after the static test?
Well, all right, the SLS rocket is made up of a core stage and two solid rocket boosters in its first stage, kind of like the shuttle had two solid rocket boosters. And they've been trying, NASA and Boeing, who's building it, has been trying to do a static fire test of the core stage that is going to fly on SLS's first unmanned mission, hopefully before the end of the year, though most people doubt that. And that static fire test, they tried to do it once in January, and it was supposed to run for 8 minutes to duplicate a full flight. And it only got a minute in, and then it got aborted. It terminated. And so they made a decision because of the issues. They were going to do another test. They were going to do another test in February, but they had to cancel that because one of the valves on one of the engines was not functioning right. And I point out these engines are the actual engines that were used on shuttles many, many times. So they're reusable engines, or at least they used to be reusable. They're going to be used once on this flight and then
So what we're looking at here is a static fire test to progress to the first launch later this year, although could slip to... Okay, so that's the risk.
Right. Now here's the thing. They set March 18th for that static fire launch, and they need to get it to work. If it doesn't work, their schedule gets very tight. And this ties into the next story we want to talk about, John, which is they've completed the assembly of those two solid rocket boosters. They stack them in segments. And what's important about that is they've completed this assembly last week. What's important about this is that they have a use-by date. Once you've assembled those solid rocket boosters, you've got to launch them, according to NASA's previous rules, within a year, which means they're going to have to launch, and they started assembling in December, which means really they have to launch by December with these solid rocket boosters.
So the knee bone, the shin bone, the toe bone, all connected on SLS.
They all connect together.
Right,
the problem with the static, if the static fire test has any problems at all, and they have further delays, getting that core stage disassembled and moved to Kennedy and then attached to the solid rocket boosters is going to take months. And so they're really coming up against.
All right, a lot at risk. And now I want to go to the happy story for NASA, which is the commercial operations on ISS. You're saying, Bob, that it's getting more and more expensive. What do we know about the plans for NASA and ISS? They're now about to get another spacecraft that can take Americans and others to and from the ISS. Does this extend the life of the ISS past 24, past 28?
No, not really. What's happening is that, of course, private companies like SpaceX and potentially Boeing have their private rockets and capsules, and they're already signing up people to put private tourists in space, totally irrelevant to NASA. And some of those missions are going to go to ISS. Some are just simply going to orbit. And, in fact, the first orbital private mission on a Dragon capsule is going to happen this fall. And it's not going to go to ISS. Well, all this new stuff that's going on that's making money for private enterprise, NASA last week suddenly decided it was going to increase the prices it charged its commercial customers to use ISS by 700%. And they claimed they talked to all the stakeholders, but that was a lie because all the stakeholders kind of like suddenly said, we found about this in the press release. We didn't know about this. And what this is already shut down some private operations that can't fly to ISS anymore because they can't afford it. And so NASA is basically trying to gouge the private sector right now. And the only thing I can think of is this is taking place because of the change in administrations. The Biden administration Democrats like to use government as a tool to rule its citizens. Trump would have not allowed this. He was against gouging citizens. But what it means, though, is it's going to increase the likelihood that government, the ISS itself is going to become less interesting to commercial space. And with the rockets and capsules available and private companies building modules, space station modules, I think it's going to hurry the separation of private enterprise from the government. It means ISS is going to be probably retired sooner, not later.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We've had enough space engineering. We're going to go space exploring on the surface of Mars. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.